Jeremy, we were just talking to Don Tari about how he incorporated yoga into his off-season workout, try to help with an injury. Have you done anything that kind of helped you in the off-season just so you could come in better shape?
I think for starters, you know, I still was battling the ankle. You know, so I stayed and took care of that and just the normal routine that I normally do. You know, I'm 28 now, but and I feel just about as good as I felt since I've been in the league. You know, and I'm right in my prime, so I'm excited about this upcoming season.
Is yoga something you could probably see yourself getting into?
I do a little bit of it. I'm not very flexible, but I try to do a little bit of it. So,
can you visualize Dontari Poe?
No, I cannot. I can't. But I'm telling you right now, if anybody could do it, he probably could, the way he's built. So,
what's your thoughts on Tariq Hill and how he's performed this far with what you all in the receivers group?
I think he's done a good job. You know, he still has a lot to learn. You know, we haven't even scratched the surface as far as what we're going to put into this playbook. So he'll continue to take all that in and continue to get better on the football field. But as far as, you know, some guys just have that knack with the ball in their hands, and he definitely has that. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing him progress as a receiver.
Do you see the possibility there with that speed that he's going to
be? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, he has track speed, definitely. But, you know, the one thing about this league, everybody's fast. So it's about getting other things down, and that's, you know, learning how to play the position, learning how to play the position in the NFL. But, you know, as far as, like I said, with that ball in his hand, he's special.
We hear rookies say a lot that, you know, what we're doing now is similar to what we were doing in college. Do you think that it's a situation sometimes with rookies where, like, they don't know what they
Yeah, do? they haven't done it yet. And then that's no disrespect to them. They just haven't done it. This is the reason kind of why we do the things we do, kind of ease everybody into it. But it's a little different story once those big guys put them pads on and they're flying at you. So, but it's our job to get those guys ready.
It seems like the veterans in particular are doing – you guys don't seem to have missed a beat. I mean, it seems like the veterans know exactly what they're doing out there right now.
Absolutely. You know, this is the fourth year Big Red's been here in this staff. So everybody's getting comfortable with what we need to do to get to the level that we need to get to. So, you know, everybody's taken to it, and I think that's kind of what you want out of the football team.
Jeremy, what do you get out of this? For these OTAs with no pads, the rookies are trying to catch up. As a veteran, what is it that you focus on so you get maximum of your time?
Well, I think for starters, you know, it helps guys, especially, you know, the pass catchers and the defensive backs. I think kind of helps guys, you know, get on the timing with their quarterbacks, and it helps defensive backs play defense without grabbing, without holding, because there's no contact. So I think that's something that, you know, I know the NFL takes notice of each and every year. So that's definitely something that we want to get better at and as a team. And I think the whole league does. So I think it definitely helps us in those aspects.
So technique is the priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Big time.
Jeremy, how much responsibility do you feel to lead these young guys now? I know Jason was kind of, man, he's gone. Just, you know, you're one of the older guys in the room now, man. Just,
yeah.
What's that like, man?
You know, you want that. You know, you want that responsibility. You know, that goes to show you kind of what they think of you here, kind of what the other guys think of you as well. So, but, you know, it's just, you know, I'm doing what I got to do to help these guys and to help everybody, you know what goes on in the National Football League as far as the rookies go. And just lead by example. I think, you know, half of the battle is leading by example. The other half is knowing each person's individual personality, taking them aside, talking to them, not just about football, but life in general. So
just to be clear, you worked out here, right? I mean,
yeah.
We're here the whole offseason.
Yeah.
With some of those younger guys, too. Did you have to cajole them and convince
no,
them?
No, those guys, that's the one thing about this group, man. Those guys love to play the game. So anything that they can do to make themselves better at playing this game, that's what they want to do. So to have Albert, to have Chris here was definitely big for them and also for myself. You know, we learn from each other.
Jeremy,
you talked a minute ago about the ankle and getting that right. At what point in this offseason did you feel like it was finally right?
I don't really know. You know, it took longer than I wanted it to. Hell, if I had a choice, it would have been ready by New England. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to keep at it, you know. Unfortunately, but fortunately at the same time, you know, you have off season to kind of get it ready and get it right. I'm good now, and I think that's the most important thing.
With two practices in the book now, you had an opportunity to line up against Steven Nelson a couple times. What's the biggest difference you see in Steven Nelson this year?
Well, the one thing about Steve's always going to compete. He's always going to compete. And I think that goes to, that goes deeper than being in the National Football League. I think that's something that he's learned from a very young age. He's always kind of been a smaller guy. So those guys have that extra fight to him. And I think he definitely has that. So, and then also for him, you know, he got a chance to see our plays last year when he was helping us out on the scout team. So, he understands route concepts very well. He's a very intelligent player. So, you know, Steve continue to get better. I'm excited about him.
He looks like he's gained some weight, some muscle there.
Yeah, he's stocky now. He's stocky, so he can definitely hold his own. But you know, just like every young guy in his league, every old guy in his league, everybody gets better each and every day. So,
last one, Alex spoke a little bit about this yesterday. Just in your mind, where the offense is at right now compared to where it was a year ago at the same time, you felt like there's more installed, or you guys are doing more as far as the details and that kind of stuff. Do you get the same impression as far as where you guys are at as a whole?
Yeah, you know, I think we have, you know, basically gotten to the point where we know who we are, we know what we're capable of, and the things that we're doing now on the offensive side of the ball is what we're good at. And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, people try to do things that, you know, they want to do, but necessarily, you know, they're not good at doing. But as long as you stick to your strengths and put guys in position to be successful, you know, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. You know, like I've always said, Alex is a guy who can do everything. You got Kelsey, you got myself, you got a busload of running backs who can all run the football. So, you know, I'm excited about it for sure.